I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people? You're listening to the 2 Pro, 1 Slow podcast, brought to you by Factory Image Racing. Check them out on Instagram at Factory Image Racing. They offer a huge range of hard parts, service parts, tools, and more.
Episode, I didn't even check. Is it 10? Must be 10.
I have no idea.
It'll be 9 or 10, or maybe 11, but it'll say on the screen and you've in the title. So, welcome back.
As if you don't know that. Well, what did you type last time you uploaded one?
It's been so long ago that that's why I don't remember, because you can't fucking...
I don't really think it's relevant what episode it is.
It is, because if it's 10, we're into double digits.
Whee!
Anyway, it's sponsored by Factory Image Racing again. I've got a note from them, Tom. Do you want to read it out?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Billy don't look like he's paying attention. He's watching downhill mountain bike race.
There's one person downhill mountain biking once,
and now he's commenting on it like he's a downhill mountain biker.
Shut up and read your note, you fucking up bitch.
Ed, Billy, Tommy, in the box you will find a few bits and pieces. You don't have to pay for it, so don't let Tommy take all the stingy shit.
I don't think that's what they wrote.
No, they actually did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it says, you don't have to pay for it, so don't let Tommy take it all, the stingy shit. You can do whatever you want with it. Sell it, use it, give it away, sell it, ideally. be ideal to see one of you in the podcast, though. We have decided to create a code for each of you so we can get an idea of who really brings in the sales on this two-man team.
Let's stop that. Two-man team or three?
No, it says two-man team.
Well, so what we've got, well, they're obviously referring to me and Billy then.
I don't know.
What we've actually got is we've got three pit mats and three umbrellas, which we're going to... it's up to us what we do with them.
What do they sell for?
I don't know, but I think we'll give them away.
Give them away?
Well, we already do the giveaways, which there is one again, but we'll do our own giveaways with these. I've also got here some signed Alex Lowe's knee sliders from the last one, so we'll give them away as well at some point. But you finish off the second bit of the note, Bill.
Where did you get this code? We have decided to create a code for each of you so we can get an idea who really brings the sales. The codes will be live for 24 hours after your next podcast goes live. Tommy will get a free pit mat with every gazebo purchased. Probably guaranteed to win, but it's Tommy, so we'll see. They don't have much confidence in you. Billy, you will get a free umbrella with every pit mat purchased. Ed will get a custom... We'll get free custom reservoir caps to suit your bike with any 125cc or higher clutch or ignition cover purchased. And then the 2 Pro 1 Slow code will work 20% for 20% off anything on the website. You've got no idea what's going on, have you?
No.
Well, what I thought we could do... What they're basically saying is they're going to give us discount codes to see who can draw the most sales. So I thought we could have our own 1 minute little pitch, and you can pitch why they should use your code. Billy can pitch why they'll use it.
He still doesn't know what's happening.
No, I do.
So what? All right.
Give us the pitch then. Why you need your code used?
Well, use my code, and then I'll get some stuff for free, and I'll sell it and make a bit of money back. Put some food on the table. That's why I'm here, grafting away just to try and make ends meet week after week.
Okay, Bill, do you want your...
I'll have a go.
He's got loads of cash. He's still in the prime of his career. Remember me, I'm on the fucking... I'm way down the slippery slope.
You were in the prime in the glory days, though. Your prime...
I'm so far down the slope.
Your prime will be far surpassed
anything
like... And
Ed's got Kex, and that's
like
on the rise. And
don't need to worry. None of you need to worry about Ed's. Your prime would far surpass anything of the current glory days, so don't worry about him anyway. So... You get a free umbrella of every pit mat that you purchase. Obviously, we're coming into the autumn, winter time. High chance of rain. High chance of needing an umbrella when you arrive to the race. And obviously, the pit mat's going to be useful anyway. So it's a double whammy, really. If pit mat is going to be useful for... It's going to be dirty. You're going to need to fix your bike, stuff like that. And it's going to start raining soon. So the fact you get a free umbrella with your pit mat It's a win-win, really.
I feel like I'm on Dragon's Den here listening
to
this.
Yeah, exactly. What's not to love? Pit mat's probably the most useful item you can buy anyway, and the fact you get a free umbrella as it's about to start raining in the UK, I would say 95% of the time. Win-win.
Pit mats are cheaper than gazebo, so you've got a better chance of selling more.
Yeah, and his pitch was 5 times better than yours.
Was it fuck? it's going to wane, isn't it? We're in September now, and it's going to do a wane soon.
You went down the guilt feed, and we're going, oh, got to feed the kid.
No, he's only just realised what you've only just realised what happens in this competition because of my pitch, haven't you?
No.
Yes, yes.
I'm not asked about the comp.
Can I do my pitch now?
You're fucked.
No, I'm going to trump all of you. So on mine it is, you'll get a free custom reservoir kit to suit any bike. 125cc or higher. Reservoir caps, sorry. So basically for the clutch and the brake. But what I will say is, if you use my code, Factory Image Racing are going to be happier. And then that's going to mean that they're going to sponsor more episodes, which means you'll get more podcasts. And if you like them, use my code.
Well done.
Sure. Come on. Right. We'll just go through again. What is the codes? Just put Billy, Tommy, or Ed in on your order.
The codes haven't been made yet. They'll be on screen underneath us now.
And on screen and also in the description, if you're listening, they'll be in the audio.
Or if you don't want to take part in any of the competitions and you just went 20% off site-wide.
They need to take part. They're
2 Pro, 1 Slow is also
okay. Please don't say that to our audience.
You just go for the arse-licking approach.
I'm not that type of person. You've got to respect the people that are watching the shows.
Right,
give back, Bill.
That's enough of that. I reckon they've all confused themselves.
They've had the money's worth out of this episode anyway. We're giving them away.
Yeah, they'll do this at the end. We'll figure out.
Tim hasn't. Is it Tim? His name?
Oh, yeah, Tim didn't.
Tim never come forward for his usury from Laguerre, so that's getting giveaway.
We'll put them in the bag. Boom.
Both of them. What? All three? No. You don't want two.
Nah, the same geese that want to.
So we're doing three different giveaways.
You don't want them. Different sports.
Yeah.
This one's new. You could use that.
Yeah.
No, but if he's, you
I
don't
could
wear
do it. I've got a bad knee.
You don't wear slap. A
Usui
on a road bike.
Very good, Thomas. That's correct. We'll do giveaways in a bit.
We'll figure out them. So where should we start? TKO.
Tommy did a race last weekend. So.
Oh yeah, I left the race early. I was gone. I've done a vlog for him.
The British Championship.
You've done two since then. You've done a club race.
Yeah, I've done a club race.
Had the club race score.
Good. 2-2-1 scores. That's where I'm at these days. I was at Dunn's.
Sterry was the man there, though.
Yeah, so it was a club race, but there was Adam Sterry, obviously goes all right, and myself up there. But it's good. I actually really enjoyed it. There was...
Who was third?
I felt like a fan favourite. Like, the kids fucking loved it. And now they did, honestly. That's the most autographs I've signed all year. They just come round. I was well chuffed because obviously there was a club race and they didn't expect me to turn up and
take their prize money.
He said at the end of the day, he says, "Ah, the prize money's up there." And I says, "Well, I haven't paid my entry fee yet. Is he in?" I thought, it's a little bit naughty taking the prize money when I've not paid my entry fee. And he also done a spiel a bit earlier on the day. There was a new club and they were struggling. I said, "You know what, mate? I'll donate that." That like,
but you give it back?
Yeah, I don't know how much it was, but I'll give it back.
For the good of the sport.
Did you donate it to the club or did you donate it to the next rider down?
Just to the club.
Right. Well done, Thomas.
It was good do, actually. Real good club. Big 380 riders at the event. Motocross is booming.
It's going well.
UK Motocross. I reckon that's from the vlogs and that. People are buying bikes.
Yeah,
there is a few comments that have said
you're
that.
You're an ambassador.
That's good. That's why all the kids...
You're a credit to the sport.
All the kids were up there. And they watch it, didn't they? People watch it and they enjoy it, same as these. So that's why I'm back, giving back. That's what I do.
Okay. All right, fair enough. And Bill TKO, you was outshined by Stan out there, weren't you? He was more celebrity status than you.
Yeah, yeah. We're both the podcast as well. Also, I would say the whole media platform that we have going on was just greatly appreciated. Podcasts were a big hit there. Everyone asked, we want more podcasts. Not people asked where Ed was. No one really asked where you were.
No one.
No, to be fair, I was surprised. I thought they would like it, especially because you were in America and stuff, but I guess it's just such a different...
What, no one?
I don't think so, honestly. A lot of, but yeah, Stan, it's just random people. Stan would be walking across the car park or the paddock or whatever. Like, y'all ever been on a podcast? And you'd just be, oh, fucking not you as well.
Do you know, well, you'll obviously know, but Stan's been messaging me flat out going, when are we doing another podcast? Yeah, I'm famous. Desperate. They want to hear me again.
He's buying himself a camera and everything, he reckons.
He's a vlogger?
He reckons he is.
Yeah, I like the one that Stan, I think I said on the last podcast, it was one of his best, that episode was the favourite of your vlogs I've watched. I don't watch many, but that was the favourite one. Yeah. I thought it was entertaining.
No, it was good, but obviously not every race is like that.
No, that's what you said before, but still.
And he was quite busy in Tokyo. We might as well, we'll go into a bit more detail since we're sat here talking.
Recently. Yeah, I'd like some
Our
detail.
Bikes did turn, well, our parts for our bikes didn't turn up at all. Well, most of them didn't turn up at all. In the end, the engines did turn up, but it was there that late, I didn't even bother putting it in. I was just did a car park test.
I just watched the Red Bull one that they put out for the weekend, and Manny did swap his engine.
Yeah, Manny swapped. So basically, we'll go from the start. So we weren't going to TKO, then we were going, then we weren't going, then we were going. And then, like, the week before the race, we decided we were going. So then they shipped engines and suspension and hard parts and everything from Europe to straight to the race for them to arrive. And then, like, we flew the Thursday before the race, and they got to, like, the Wednesday, and we were, like, waiting for confirmation that the parts had turned up and stuff, because we didn't know if we were going to have to fly with them ourselves and kit bags and stuff. And they're like, no, they've arrived. They're at customs. They're going to take a day or so, and then they're going to be cleared. It's fine. You don't need to bring anything from home. Whatever. Relax. So then we flew there, chilled. Got there the next day, which was like Thursday afternoon, like, any parts yet? Nah, still at customs, but they're going to get released at 9 o'clock when it opens tomorrow morning. So then one of the mechanics went there that night. It was like 3 hours from the race to customs office, wherever it was, Atlanta, I think it was. And yeah, got to like the end of the day on the Friday, and they're like, oh, the mechanic's still parked outside and they still haven't released any parcels.
So they'd landed in the country?
So, right? No, they were in the country from before we got there. They were the country all along. They were just in the process of customs, obviously COVID and whatever Brexit. Else. Yeah, Brexit probably doesn't help. No, obviously not, because they got shipped from Australia. Yeah. Brexit. It's a fucking dickhead.
it's a word. Far behind me that you don't even catch on with these jokes.
It's only because he knows that word. Yeah. He's heard
all
it on
the
news.
Time they look at me like I'm the silly one, and then they work out that I've played them and realise that.
Just shut up! I'm on getting on with my story. So anyway, this is Friday night, and then Saturday the racing starts. And I'd seen in the Husky truck, there was already two of Colton's bikes, and Colton wasn't racing. He's injured at the minute, so. Got to like Friday night, and I was like, oh, let's just change the grips and change the suspension on this bike. Because WP USA had already made some suspension, even though it's not the same as like what we have in Europe. So we're still sent stuff from Europe. But in the end, I said, just put the stuff they've made in this bike, and that'll do for me. I'll go and at least I can then test it tomorrow rather than wait the whole day the next day, hoping stuff would turn up, or if it would turn up or whatever, for a bike which I still wasn't used to anyway. So I said, let's just put it in. So I ended up doing that and then testing it on the Saturday, like midday, once they'd changed the suspension and everything over. And I was pretty happy with my bike. Didn't sound great. And they had motocross gearbox in, which I wasn't really very used to. And yeah, quite a bit different. But in the end, it was actually pretty good. So I was happy with mine. Manny tested his, and to be fair, his bike was really slow. We're riding next to each other on a road, and I was like, oh, fuck me, your bike doesn't sound good. Didn't have much power, so the engines were the only thing that did arrive. I think out of 11 parcels that were in customs, I think two or three turned up to the actual race. So we all had engines each, but I was pretty happy with my bike, so I chose not to change it. I just ran with Colton's stuff, full US spec. I thought, because of the way the race was, with it being so short and so difficult, like we're all going to be blowing out our arse and surviving after one lap anyway.
I've got a similar story to this. Do you remember when in Destinations when our engines didn't bike and I rode the US spec one as well?
You did.
Oh, that's funny that, yeah.
Yeah, similar story.
So anyway, yeah, Manny changed his and just got into straight with him at the last minute. He like we waited for like 10 minutes because he was getting ready. I think Taddy changed and got his engine as well, but me and Alfredo just ran with the Americans. We were quite happy with our bikes, so that was that. Didn't know if you needed to know that, but it hasn't really been explained in full in the vlog. You just kind of go, oh, we've got no parts. We've still got no parts. We're going to ride this bike. Doesn't really go. Doesn't really explain things. So stuff did get sent. It just got stuck at customs. I don't know if it's been released from customs or...
I'm guessing they're going to try and send it back to you now.
Yeah, so I guess it would just get released, and in the US, KTM and Husky people would send it back. I think two of the parcels were actually missing. They hadn't arrived yet. When at the customs base, they said there's 9 here and there's meant to be 11. So either there's some border patrol officers got some new suspension or new tyres for the bike, or
have they?
I don't know.
I've been having arguments with customs officers and a lot of things lately as well. So
however, we've made progress, so haven't we, Edward?
We have made progress. We've got loads of keks in stock, so we've actually released them as well now. So there's been no end of orders if they're wrong.
Yeah,
Tommy's been helping pack this morning, and Billy, very useful human being. Tommy, he's not worth sleeping this floor. So
nah, that's untrue.
You couldn't even read what orders we needed.
Fucking been doing it all morning with you.
You've done about not even a third of the orders.
No, we've not done a third of the orders, but I've just been knuckling down.
Exactly. Anyway, but yeah, thanks very much for everyone that's ordered. They will be in the post, and I'm sorry if they're wrong.
Useless.
I thought he was going to say thanks very much for me helping then.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Yeah, you've been a great help.
I generally tried my best.
No, you have. You've been all right. You've
Is that your best? That was your best effort?
Yeah.
You put your best foot forward in the packet area.
I thought I'd done good. I worked smart, not hard. Took my time. Feel like there was going to be no...
You didn't take your time. You didn't put any thought into anything.
No, I did. I sat down instead of stood up. Saved my legs.
Well, anyway, you'll be able to watch all of this because Billy's filmed all of it, so no doubt it'll be on his vlog.
I filmed the vlog. We need an ending to the vlog. It's a bit of a mishmash.
We've also filmed another thing that you can tell him about.
On the subject of TKO, me and Tommy did a voiceover of my last two laps from TKO. The second last lap's a bit boring, but then the last one gets quite exciting. That'll be on my channel. Probably before this. But anyway,
it's probably out by now.
So if you want to go and watch my GoPro from TKO and get my perspective from things, that's on there. You done anything?
No, let's have your story about your bike that you rode in America, because yours didn't turn up.
Oh, that's way back in time.
Yeah, that's up here in the height of the career.
Yeah, was this? Is this in the peak?
This peak.
Is this peak?
I think I'd signed a deal with that at that race to race in America. So this was 2007, Bud's Creek, just a designation, and then. We, same scenario as you, I was riding KTM and then was designations, they sent the bikes, but the bikes didn't arrive, no one's did. Or actually, obviously, a lot of bikes got sent over because all the teams were sending
Yours arrived as well, like from what I remember, it arrived in a crate just as you was going out for practice.
Yeah, very similar, but the whole of MXGP's bikes didn't arrive, everyone was arriving like the day before, some on the day, and then luckily, like you... KTM was based out there as well, and then they just went. I just raced Martin Davalos's bike. I think he was racing for Ecuador, maybe. And I just raced his bike.
Did they not qualify for the?
They just had a couple of bikes there, and then. But that was a good race. Budge Creek. It's when Filippotto won. Filippotto won the race on his 250 and beat everyone. Carmichael the 450s. But it's a good weekend actually. I went out there. The team was me, Billy Mack, James Noble. Eastwood was team manager, and then
that's when Noble done his shoulder.
Noble crashed on the Saturday, knocked himself out and dislocated his shoulder. So we only had two riders Sunday, me and Billy. And then I actually rode well, was second in the first race, I think. And then Chad Rood took me out on like halfway through, which was my fault for going wide. And then Mark Eastwood wanted to fight Chad Reed.
Oh, I think we had that story, didn't we?
That was good.
We could have had it potentially. We're running out of stories.
And then. Second race, I got third on the 250 out of all the 450s.
I don't tell.
That's the height of my career. Now I went to the Bahamas straight from there. It was a good holiday.
What year was that? 2007?
Yeah. Sort of like, that was when I was on the rise.
I was 10.
What?
I was 10.
You was 10 then?
Mm.
Yeah, I was quite young myself. I was only 17, I think. Mm. Good. People went to that race. You came, didn't you?
I was I was there.
It's fucking mega.
It was good.
Good designations. That was when they was trick. Well, they still are trick, but it's like it's a thing of the past now, isn't it?
It's a bit shit. It's in the middle of the year this year, isn't it, as well?
No, it is going ahead this year.
Yeah, but it's in the middle of the year.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said it's going to be another year. No, it's, Yeah, I reckon they personally should knock it on the head. But
do it proper job next year.
But yeah, it's not going to be. It's not right, is it? Now, no Australian team. I don't think America are going. I don't know. Just strange, vibe.
You had a call up?
No, I didn't get chose. Oh. They've not actually released a team, but I'm not going to be in it. I don't think.
Spoiler alert! Breaking the news. Two pro.
Spoiler alert! I've not got any messages or questions, but I've got some leftover voice notes that we've never done. Do you want me to roll a few of them up?
Yeah, roll some voice notes.
Here we go then, this is Luke.
Thomas.
Oh, bloody hell.
Are you going to get your leg over that CR250 at Farley Castle? We'd all love to see it.
That is this weekend, wasn't it?
No, that's next weekend.
Or next weekend. Why don't we do that?
Because it's the same day as the last round of the British Championship.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
I will do Farley Castle, and matey wanted me to go down on a Saturday and do a couple of laps, but I just thought there's so much going on at that race, so busy that the last thing really is not really beneficial for me to go do a couple of laps around there in the middle of racing and just a bit awkward really to ride around for two laps on my bike when the whole racing's going on.
It falls a bit odd, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's... Well, no, it don't fall odd. It just clashes with the last round. Any other day, any other weekend after, I'd love to have gone and raced it.
I tell you where they can watch you ride your 250.
My latest vlog?
No.
Where?
At our ride day.
Yeah. But we keep saying that, but we've not got a date. Well,
no, but we sort of last night loosely agreed.
Ride that 250 at Western.
No, that not was, Western.
That's what you want about yesterday. You said I'll do Western on the 250.
No, but it'd ruin it, wouldn't it?
It was ruined before.
Yeah, I'm going to ride it anyway. As soon as the season finished, I'm going to just go tear out the local tracks.
Just that one, your reel that's blew up has got you well keen for it.
The what one?
Your reel that blew up on the ground.
Yeah, fucking hell, that did blow up, didn't it?
1.3 million.
I didn't realise. Ed told us last night.
1.3 now.
1.3 million views, it said.
Fucking hell. That's why I told him to get on there. Edit some more up for me.
I will. I'll do some. I've got my new desks all sorted. I'm new office ready to rock and roll.
People love the two-stroke lovers. But then I will... As Ed was saying, we are planning the ride day. I reckon it'll be...
Yeah, last night we loosely agreed.
Yeah, there's just one man that's really... unorganised in everything he does in life. Don't know where he is, where he's staying, where he lives, what he's wearing.
Don't talk about yourself like that.
Nah, it's the man on my right hand side. And he sort of goes, yeah, I'm going to be back. I might go to Australia, I might go to South Africa. And then, so I think we've got a date that we can do it.
No, I told you, just book one and I'll
You've never said
I'll
that.
Move.
I must agree, you've never said that.
I'll book one in.
Trying to organise this for like six...
The word I'm looking
three
for?
Months.
Three months. I will move...
Heaven and earth.
I will move heaven and earth to be there. I will climb mountains to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think it can be a really good day. We just need a few things, but we need to put it in place so we can make a day that's not a normal practice day.
Yeah, so basically what it is, it's loosely agreed. We were gonna do a registration thing just so we roughly know numbers.
Yeah, we want to know, like, obviously you kind of... Maybe it wouldn't happen. Maybe a load of people wouldn't turn up. But obviously, we want everyone to have a decent amount of ride time on the track, not have like one session each for 600 people.
Yeah. So
and it wants to be on a weekend as well, so everyone can come. People haven't got work commitments.
Yeah. So it's not sorted yet, but we'll.
I think how many could you have at a local track realistically?
Depends on the track, doesn't it? If you go to a big track, Fat Cats, they've got two tracks. If you go to Apex, they've got one.
Yeah, that is very true. So Fat Cats,
good knowledge
of tracks,
Edward, from someone that doesn't ride. Well, how you doing?
I've been to enough of them.
You have been, but that's making me edge towards Fat Cats now. Then rent that.
Comment down below where you would like a ride day.
Good idea.
Oh, no, that's a bad idea, couldn't him.
I was thinking two tracks.
Apex, I was thinking, because it's quite central, or Fat Cats, because you've got the two tracks. So
just,
they're the two venues.
Just comment your suggestions down
both
below.
Both have got a nice pit area. Both have got nice tracks.
Don't comment Ed's track because you're not allowed. No. You're not welcome.
Oh, you couldn't follow anyone around there with the rock on there.
Yeah, dangerous. Also. But that definitely would have sprung up. Let's ride around Ed's.
I don't even want to ride around Ed's.
No, I don't either.
You absolutely destroyed a tyre up there last week. And then
two in one day.
Yeah, I two went up there and watched him nearly die. I hadn't been up there all day.
I heard, actually.
Oh, God.
On the jump next to the enduro.
He just come up in his car, and as I see him coming up in his car, I was vertical on the front wheel coming over a jump, my panic revs, and I just thought, I bet he likes that.
Did
when
you finish
him up, just see me going over the handlebars. Yeah, I finished the motor with no tyre.
He'd have gone faster around Silverstone on it. It was a slick.
I've seen a picture. Silly. Prior planning, preparation prevents piss poor performance.
No, it just went slick in the day.
It was
then
rocking.
It changed my tyre. This track, you can't really do anything. It just eats tyres. And I use like a mid-soft. Really, I should use a mid-hard up there. I think it would make a big difference.
Bridgestone, if you're listening.
Yeah, I could just do
there's
it a
two
few.
On the driveway the summer, still. You haven't moved them since they arrived.
No, I don't need them. I've got new ones on my bike.
So you don't need to move the parcel from out the front house?
Yeah, I could.
It's not addressed to me. It's his problem. The dog's pissed up it three times.
I'm not going to lick the tyres.
Right, there's another voice message here from Mark Henderson.
Hi, guys. Just want to say an amazing show. Really love watching it. Passing the time at work. What my question is, I've been bugging Tommy for the past couple of weeks. It's obvious he's not going to come and ride. You know, it's not worth the injuries. Not worth the risk, is it, Tommy? Injuries and that. But
he knows
do you fancy making an appearance? Come into the Northern team event for White Rose. Come and see some of your fans. Get yourself out there. You're not going to be riding forever, Tommy, so you've got to start doing some appearances. You know what I mean?
It's a bit savage, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he has messaged me a couple of times, and I just think... I mean, I was talking about those nations, and now I'm talking about club team events, so that's the sort of where I'm at these days. Like,
you're riding the wave down now.
Yeah, I've not been picked for the Des Nations, but I've been not chosen for the White Rose team
White
event.
White Rose are in there for you.
And is that a big race or not?
I think it's next weekend.
Yeah, I think it's the last round of the British Championship with clashes, because I did look. I was going to compete in it. No, but it's a bit, I don't know. Where's the track, did he say? He didn't say, did he? I don't mind doing a local race, a good track and that. And like I says, that one club race I went and done was actually really good fun. I had a good day, enjoyed it. No pressure, no stress. And the little ones do appreciate you going. So it would be nice to do it. Maybe not this year, but I expect I'll be asking you if I can get a place on a team next year.
All right.
He'd be like, nah, mate, not now. We've got some proper doers in our club in the minute.
We've got some 1 to 5 kids that will do you all over.
Yeah, you're not made the team, mate.
Here we go then. Another one. Lackey Snow, is this?
G'day, fellas. Outside of bikes, I was wondering, do you have any other hobbies? Like, do you go skiing or you surf or play footy or tennis or anything like that? Or is it just purely motos and that's it?
We've got an Australian, haven't we?
Yeah, you were practising your Australian accent.
I recognise the name. I think he's done one before, but I still can't pronounce
it. I was doing my Australian accent a little bit ago, but I'm not. I just had to stop myself doing it then. I was just going to break into it, but...
Go on.
Nah, does it just sound like a pleb, but...
do you have any hobbies?
Other hobbies? Not many, no, mate.
Any talents?
No talents, no hobbies. Sort of... Nah, just don't have many hobbies. We sometimes do stuff like...
He said tennis. You wouldn't.
Yeah, I play the odd bit of tennis. We had a couple of games in the winter, didn't we? Don't mind that. David Lloyd's go down there, pass a bit of time.
Get away from the kid.
Yeah. No. I do not. I go because I love the tennis. Love the sport.
I don't like tennis.
Nah, squash. We've had some squash games.
I'm a squash man, though. I do enjoy squash.
Yeah, it's because you just get to belt the living daylights out the ball.
As hard as you can, just go through the back wall.
Yes,
you
yeah,
just
hit
all
an aggressive game.
Your shoulder,
no, my
hack
shoulder,
squash.
All my knees wouldn't hack squash.
No, mine can't. I finish. I've got all bruises on my hips because I just
Ed
die
said
for
you
the ball.
Falling over with your foot.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I'd
we played loads before lockdown, and then his foot's got better in it since lockdown.
It's. I still think I'd be on the floor a bit. I dive for the ball. I'm committed for the point more than anything.
It's the most fucked up game going. You can nearly get whacked by someone else's racket, and then the
ball
gets you.
Well.
No, it's a soft rubbery thing, and it.
Yeah,
proper.
It hurt if it
yeah,
it
really
hurts.
Hurt.
Yeah, I don't like really squash.
I haven't played in months, to be fair. I go through phases where I have a couple of weeks where I'm keen on squash, and then
we played twice, and then about 2 weeks later he was hammering it. Oh, we're going to play squash, and he turned up with his own racket and his own shoes.
Squash shoes.
They're old though. From back, I used to play when I was at school. I got them in the loft and got them out. The racket was, I think, actually my mum's old racket. My mum used to be a sponsored squash player.
Did she?
She's pretty good. So it wasn't exactly like I'd went and bought them.
Do you have any? Do you any other hobbies though, other than squash?
You've opened up a worm here because he's going to go mountain biking.
I do like mountain biking. Yeah, you do. Because I wanted to go ride tomorrow, and he says he's mountain biking.
But
tomorrow.
I don't do it that often. I'm too busy. Don't have time for anything else. I like skiing also, but since I did my foot, I used to go skiing
every
year.
I've never been skiing.
Since I did my foot.
Your phone's ringing again. Do you want to get that? I know you normally like to answer phones.
Yeah, are you sure?
Just count as you were.
Blimey.
Yeah, skiing. I used to like skiing, but since I did my foot, it's not really the same as it used to be. Don't really work.
No flow.
The ski just wobbles and rackets. I'd be going fast, and then the left foot will just start doing this, and I can't move my foot to counteract it, so it just continues rattling until I fall over or it falls off. So that's gone down the window.
I would like to start skiing. Also, well, I do need to find a hobby, because obviously motocross is where I spend most of my time, either training or trying to do it, and then soon there's going to be a lot less of that. Yeah. So
vlogging, I'd say vlogging's my hobby. Editing videos.
Oh, yeah?
That's a pretty valid one, I'd say. It's what I spend probably the most time doing when I'm not riding.
You're not supposed to tell that.
Right.
In case Husqvarna hear this and say you spend him too much time vlogging.
Well, they seem to be happy. Seems to continue to be winning races, so...
Well, big timer.
Got the...
what can you say?
The mixture right at the minute, which is a fine mixture, I will see.
That's what I'm struggling with.
What ratio are you mixing it at?
It's
70-30. Is that what you're mixing your new bike that's not a TPI as well?
Don't even start with that kind of conversation. They've gone quiet, though. There's been no updates. No, that's not gone. There was another post last week, but he's made no post this week, the conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Why, is it just one bloke?
There's a few. There's Facebook and Instagram, but there's one that goes hard, and he knows everything about Eddie Reckons, and it's good. I'll show you in a minute. Later. After.
Very good.
Any more voice notes?
Yeah.
No.
Jake Knight.
The voice notes are good. More voice notes, please, people.
This one's for Tommy. Obviously, you previously being like a world number two and riding, like, obviously in America and doing so well, like previous years, like, do you like struggle, not struggle, but like mentally think, like now, like when you do the British and you don't like win every race, or like you come fifth or sixth or whatever it is, do you think, oh shit, I should be doing like better and then winning everything just because of your previous past? Obviously, I know you're in a different stage of your life, but is there always like that little thing in the back of your mind thinking, oh, I really should be beating all these guys? Right, love your job. Cheers, boys.
Yes.
That's a nice compliment.
Motocross fans are savage.
No, but it's true, isn't it? Because I used to think, and the question is very valid, when I was racing in the 250 class, I used to just line up every weekend, and Ed would be there because he was through KTM and through Kawasaki. He used to come to the races, and we'd have the bag packed. Like, I'd be on the start line, and you got the bag for the podium. And it's like, yeah, and if it's like, no, I haven't got a jersey, I'd be like, well, fucking run back quick, get that jersey, because I'll just meet you at the podium. Like, it was just a given, wasn't it, every weekend?
Yeah, there was, to be fair, you've made me sound like a shit geezer there, because there was never a moment where I didn't have it.
No, but like, it's just saying, like, before the race, it was get the podium bag, get goggles, get this, like, see you at the podium.
Third mate. On a podium, face like thunder, yeah. Pissed right
second
off.
On a podium, especially the latter years, or even 2008, it was a bad, bad weekend. I remember being in tears one time, second all the way home. And I used to think to myself, like, fucking hell, these boys are getting 10th. Like, they're lining up every week. Like, I wouldn't do it if I was getting 10th. Do you know, like, you're lining up with not a realistic shot of getting on the podium. You're thinking, he's not going to get on the podium. We're up here fighting for wins. Like, but then mentally, obviously, when I went to MX1, I was still, the first couple of years was fighting. And you always believe that you can get back there. Do you know, whether you was fifth in a race, there was always times where I could, like, pole warm up or get pole in a qualifying race, or even in the MX1 when I was struggling. So there's times where you have to think, it's like a different goal. Do you know, oh, I still want to get that podium. It might be not be every week, but you can have that breakthrough ride still, even if you're on a lesser team. But now in the British Championship, it's a little bit different, because just of where I am in my career, it's, don't know, you still look forward to going to win. Yeah, if you have a bad weekend, you sort of, it is what it is. I don't go back sort of as pissed off as I did when I might have a 6 foot, I don't know if I've had a 6 foot of British this year, but a 5th foot of British or a 4th foot of British, even second. And I used to be in tears on the podium for being second, and now I'd have a 4th foot of British, and it's like, fuck, it is what it is. You know, like, getting older, you still want to win, but it's you sort of take it on the chin a little bit more and then try and improve for the following week. So it's just one of those, I don't know, it's not that you accept it, but you, this is just how it is at the minute. You still try hard, and the want is still there to do well, but fuck, sometimes it don't happen. That's that.
Right. You're right, Bill.
Tearing up there. No, but that was like a genuine question, so I'm trying to give a genuine answer.
Okay, I appreciate that. Well done, Tom.
What would you say on that question?
No, I would agree. You're at a different stage of your life, aren't you? And it's, you've broadened your horizons. And
yeah, like if I went to a British Championship, got sick fucking 10 years ago, I'd be like, fucking hell, what is going on? But if it happens now, sometimes, yeah, the level is quite, you think, yeah, the decent riders, which there is decent riders, but then back in 10 years ago, yeah, I'd have smoked them sort of thing at a British Championship. You go there to win and that's it. But now it's different. Is what it is. It is what it is. Why are you making this awkward?
No. How is the British Championship going for you?
It's all right, yeah. But I'm tied on points now. I mean, I started off all right, and then I've had a bit of steady races. Probably I've not rode the best. It's just been very, very average, really. I've not even won a race in the British. I won one at the MX Nationals, but not in the British Championship. So probably not the best
you
year. But
was best of the rest at
best of the rest at a Ling, couple of them.
When Herlings and Ben joined.
Yeah, so they weren't there. Ben actually did come and take my glory there, and Jeffrey, I would have had a win. But other than that, I've not had a win. And I don't know, it's what it, like I said before, I've not rode the best. I've sort of struggled for a couple of rounds, and then I just changed the bike a little bit now where I feel a lot more comfortable. I think a little bit with the new bike, you sort of, with the Honda having a new bike out, you sort of feel that it's mega, and then you find some improvements. And now I think I found improvements in like a race situation, where if I'd have found that earlier in the year, I would have had better results. But now hopefully I can still win the championship, and then it'd be a good year. But that's it. That's sort of how the British Championship's going. I still enjoyed racing it all year, and now there's one round left, so we'll see what happens.
Talking about Honda, your Honda teammate across the pond, if you could say, Jet Lawrence, he was ripping, wasn't he?
Yeah. I didn't actually watch his races. How I did just you know? Watched... I watched the... Do we watch the 451 at yours?
Watched the 450, yeah, and then me and Bill watched the 450, 250. We watched them all, didn't we?
Yeah, I left then.
He was good, the second one.
Very good.
J-Mo spanned himself first race again, yeah.
It was good.
He's had a bit of a shitter of the year. Mm. Yes, that's what it makes me think I've had not a bad year, because I'm still healthy in that.
Good one. Well
done. Makes it better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not no fun having injuries.
No, well, as long as you're fit and healthy for your enduro career that's about to start this off-season.
I am going to really get... I'm generally looking forward to it, where I can actually go and do stuff like that.
What, putting you in the depth of a hole in Wales?
No, not like real shit stuff. Just generally actually go and enjoy a day out in Wales.
Can you come to Cam Quarry for a day?
Yeah. I'll ride enduro a lot this winter.
Right.
I need to get some improvements on my bike, because it's just standard. It's just standard. I want to put some different things on it to make it a little bit better.
You could do with some upgrades, to be fair, for the...
What sort of upgrades would I have to have on that bike? I need to get my suspension done.
Yeah, suspension revalve, so it's a bit softer, a bit faster.
No, it feels so soft already on that. It's like soft, and just as it goes in, it's just complete standard. But I think that's the motocross suspension. Yeah, same as motocross.
A bit, and it doesn't feel great. Anyway, suspension needs revalved anyway, more than anything. You got tyres and mooshes last time, eh?
Yeah.
I've never actually been out with you on it, to be fair.
No, I know, but just like general stuff.
Yeah, suspension, mooshes, tyres.
Also handguards on it.
Yeah, handguards. You've got the bars that you like.
Yeah, that made it better.
Maybe some lower footrests, that helps usually.
Does it?
Get your weight back, more grip. Lower and back, more grip.
I mean, I don't think I need that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying if anyone else wants to go large. You've got a seat cover. Is it standard seat cover?
No, standard, I hate that.
That'd be slippy then, sliding on the hills. Seat covers, actually, you would not believe the difference a grippy seat makes to hill climbing.
Even in motocross, fuck. I cannot ride with a standard seat, how slippy it is.
Mm. Well, just loop out the back. You're a hump geezer as well, aren't you?
Slide off the back.
People always give me hate for having a seat hump, but the difference it makes on a 450, I'm actually going to message my mechanic to say make a bigger one for the last round, because I was riding the other day, yesterday morning at the track, and I was slipping back out of every corner, the tight ones, especially when you get like a rutty corner that's grippy and then you get a couple of bumps on the wet exit. You sort of start in the right position, you get on the throttle, you slip back a bit. Then you start hitting the bumps, you slip even further back where the seat bump and the grip just
what about
hold you in the right position.
252 strokes, that's got like a slidey seat cover.
Yeah, but it's not got as much power, so you don't need as much to hold you forward.
Right, I'm with you. There's one more voice note from Monk Jack Enduro 21.
Hi, boys. Just a little idea, really, for like a possible vlog or something like that. So on the 21st of November is the Monk Jack Enduro. It's been a British Enduro in the past many, many times, just not the last couple of years. It's in Thetford Forest. It's sandy, motocrossy sort of test, with some really rough sort of going, loads of roots and bits and bobs like that. 21st of November, so it'll be piss wet through, I would say. And it'll be cold, but it's sand, so it's it's lovely, right? Lovely going and stuff. Just thought it'd be quite cool to try and get Billy and Tommy to do it. I just thought it'd be a good vlog, be a good watch, because Tommy would moan a lot because it would be cold, and that'd be quite funny.
Absolutely.
Just see what you boys think of that.
Kellett, I think Elliot did that one last year, no, 2 years ago.
And how did he get on?
I'm not sure. Kellett did it as well. I think overall they didn't do that well. They did all right in a couple of tests.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, so it's not like full motocross?
No.
Have you been to Thetford Forest?
Yeah, I've been there.
But there's a bit on like an open sandy bit as well, I think.
Yeah, what did you do? Ride the green lanes all?
No, I went with you one time because I was coming back from an injury and I borrowed James Cottrell's dad's bike. But it was a bit slow. And then I was just sort of trying to see if I could ride, but it was a good day.
Yeah, but we only rode the green lanes, green lanes only we rode.
No, we went on the motocross.
No, we didn't.
Sure, we did.
We rode the official.
No, there was that motocross track.
No, we rode the official green lanes only.
Well, yeah, but I quite enjoyed that.
Be fair.
So what, I'd struggle more than you think around that track?
No, you wouldn't struggle, but I feel like it wouldn't be as fast.
As I think.
I don't know. I've never done the race before. I've only seen videos and stuff. But
Todd Kelly's, I think it'd be quite similar. I suspect he's better than me at Enduro. And so
I think it's quite similar to Hoxton. Obviously not the hills, but the tree bit through Hoxton.
Yeah, I would say so. The open bit, you'd probably be quite good at.
Mm. Nah, probably not.
But it's weird. The line develops so differently on an Enduro.
Yeah, it's like always.
It's that one good line, and then any other line's pretty shit, and then all of a sudden, but then it'll get to the point where, like, enough people have fucked up
the good line
and it switches over and like it's different. Whereas motocross, you tend to just, if you hack the main line as hard as you possibly can, it's still pretty fast.
No, I don't do that.
No, but
you
I'm just
that.
Saying in gen-
you hack the main line on a motocross bike. You do, you just scrag it. I see a little Insta before, like, should I square it or scrag it?
Yeah, and I was squaring it every lap of the motor.
Yeah, but it's faster to scrag it.
Yeah, but I've got a bad knee.
Yeah, I suppose, but I don't know whether... I think I watched some videos from Hawkstone and that Enduro looked a bit more up my street.
Yeah, the Enduro test there is quite tight with trees and tree roots appear.
Mm. It just looks so rough all the way around.
It's bumps. But anyway, you do need to do some form of race. I'm not saying a hard Enduro because that's a waste of everyone's time. But yeah.
Well, let's answer the question that gets asked very, very frequently, even though I already know the answer. And so many people always ask it, what's happening at Western? Is are you any of you entering it or not?
Western?
He's waiting to see how much money he can rack up.
No.
I lie?
What?
Stop lying to the...
Well, I did think if you're not doing it, there might be a bit of spare cash about.
How many times have you tallied it up in your head? What are you up to now? 15? 20? What are you up to last night?
No way. I don't know. I just think I'd struggle. Honda wants someone to do it.
You don't have the mental willpower.
Monster wanted someone to do it. And I would think Hockey needs someone to do it that's half sensible. And
so you can't do it, can you, Bill, because you're racing?
I haven't actually fully confirmed, but I'm almost certain there's a race in Spain.
What a surprise.
I'm almost certain there's a race in Spain the same weekend, tragically.
What, they've not confirmed it yet?
No, I haven't actually checked. I just... Should I check
He now? Doesn't know what he's doing tomorrow, let alone what he's doing 3 weeks from now.
Check.
Well, I would have thought hockey would have been on to you already.
Yeah, I think I said I was out of here since...
He's been on to me.
Yeah, he was so keen, saying he wanted me, you and Bill.
Well, I don't want to share the money.
I don't want to race it.
9, 10, 11. What date is Vestonhead?
I've no idea. He asked me to do something with Kex, but I don't really know. I can't really do Kex fastest lap at Weston.
Oh, no, it's the week before.
Ooh.
So you can do it.
Exclusive.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I've never done Weston. I was speaking to everyone I talked to seemed to say it's the most fun race I've ever done. I was talking to Stuart Edmonds and he was like, best race ever.
Yeah, it's so good.
And I says, Billy so says, good. Best race ever. Mel says, best race
First
ever.
Of the 3rd of October.
Yeah.
But, don't know, you lot, I think you enjoy different sort of races than me.
Yeah, I don't think you'd enjoy Weston. It's not for you.
You're just wet. You're wet for 3 hours.
Yeah, I just think if I get my sort of wet shorts, I'll just change my boxes if they get wet, or like wet socks.
Wet
like,
and
even
sandy.
Even on a practice day, I want to change my gear halfway through a day.
Bog.
Wet, sandy, sandpapery.
And then
also, I don't like lift. Like, say someone got stuck in a rut. I don't want to lift my bike out the rut and do that sort of thing. I just want to ride around a track.
It's rare you actually come to a point where you're like stationary stuck though. You've followed.
Also, I like to pick a rut and sort of know where I'm going. But I don't know. I don't mind that bit, like swaying, seeing where the traffic is, changing your lines. That's only like a practice day in a rough sand track, like Fat Cats in the winter. Like, can you imagine a really, really wet day at Fat Cats on a winter day when there's like 200 people on the track? It's a bit like Western.
The roost's pretty similar. Like when it's just wet and it's so wet, it's heavy when it hits you, but. Imagine doing 100 mile an hour into it.
Yeah.
The roost down.
Well, that's only one little straight.
But it's a minute long.
That's the whole thing that ruins the whole race for me, is that straight.
The roost down
the
straight.
You don't want to do it because of the straight.
Especially not the start.
The roost down the straight,
that.
Is you cannot contemplate how painful it is.
You can't even race motocross, me.
Yeah, but you think even just the spray off like the water off the bike, because obviously the tide comes in, and you're like, oh, it's like just water spraying off his wheel. It can't be that bad. And then you've... going by and someone and you just like, fucking what the fuck's going on here, and you're blind obviously because you're getting pepper dashed, so yeah,
you see that don't I don't think mega sign me up.
Nah, the straight's painful, but it is good at the same time. You're just like, what
also
am I doing?
I'm a bit worried about the start straight, like the going off the start into that straight, because I've seen Comrade Muse had a big pisser there once.
Someone had a pisser and the bike hit him, didn't they?
Yeah, that was bad. And so I've seen a couple of big crashes over the years at Western Start Straight, and it's not made me think. One little problem with the bike and you stop.
Ty Keller had a biggie.
Yeah, and then I think Dobby dislocated his shoulder there one time.
Pastrana spanned himself there.
Oh, did he?
Pastrana and Dobby spanned himself at the same time in the hospital bed next to each other. Yeah. I've actually got Pastrana's jersey because Jamie got me it. Cut all off him, all snipped up.
Oh, that's gangster.
It is.
Should we give it away?
No, I like that one. That's a good jersey. That's one of the best ones I've got.
Yeah, so tough one. Tough call, really. Still might do it. But I don't know. I need to make a decision in the next couple of weeks, I reckon, because Honda would get someone else to do it otherwise.
And yeah, it's probably a bit of not... Well, can you practice that? Guess just go Fat Cats.
No, you can't practice
Fat Cats. Fat Cats ain't the best place to practice.
You need to sort of go to a beach. I think, like...
It's difficult.
Is Nathan Watson not going to do it?
I have no idea.
He's the beach race man.
Yeah, he's not got anything at the minute. I think he will probably try and get something together for Beatrice, but I don't know whether Weston will be on his agenda. I think the French, usually the first French round's the same weekend as Weston.
Yeah, because Kellett never can't normally do it. Yeah, but Weston's been brought forward. I don't think the French round starts in 4 weeks. It's literally 4 weeks away, Weston. Oh. Earlier than normal, I believe.
I don't know.
Have you ever done Skeggy?
Sorry, your mass is off there.
It's like 4.5 weeks.
Is it?
Yeah, it must be, because it's September tomorrow or the next day.
When did I just say it was November?
First, second, no, October.
Oh, did I say October? Oh, my mass is off, sorry.
Yeah.
Again.
Dickhead.
You two look at me like I'm the same one every time. And then you just look at each other like, ooh.
I thought I said November. Again. October, it won't be that bad. It won't be that cold then.
No, it's not in October.
The last time I went to Western Beach Race was the last time it was, guessing 19 now, was it? The year you raced it.
Yeah.
And
that
I
was
watched
before Vlog Life. Ed came and didn't bring his camera.
Yeah, it was before Vlog Life.
What a dosser.
It was so funny. I watched him obviously fuck the start up and then coming through the pack, and he hit into the back of a back marker, looped him out wheeling, and he's running behind his bike with the bike still going in a wheelie, and then he just obviously managed to get hold of it.
There's a video of that.
And jumped back on and sat down and then just back again.
The backmarker looped out, or you looped
out? No, he rode up the back of the backmarker's wheel and just looped it and was running behind his bike.
I didn't crash, I kept hold of it and ran along after it.
It was like a stunt, it was brilliant.
Nah, it was a good race, a strong, highly recommend. I think you should do it to experience it at some point.
You know what he'd do? He'd ride up the straight, do one lap, and then I'll run around with a kill switch on.
No, I would not.
The minute...
No, it just keeps... My bike keeps cutting out.
He'd do the 30 minutes that he's used to. You do your 30 minutes that you're used to.
You do a lap, and then when he'd start to get close to Batmarkers and then getting roosted every sand dune, he'd just go, nah, it's just...
Nah, because I think I'd enjoy the actual... I like rutty conditions, rutty sand.
You'd probably lead the first lap because it's flat, and then you'd be like, oh, you'd be into it, and then...
Lead a lap.
I think I would get into it. Like, fuck, I'm not a complete knob. Like, I wouldn't just, like, pull out. I can ride a bike, so I'd just go up the start, and I'd just get into it, wouldn't I? Like, it's just riding a motocross bike. Obviously, it's quite long, and it's 3 hours, and it's tough.
Well, it depends. What if they bolt you on a massive heavy tank with loads of litres in?
No, I'd just do more pit. I wouldn't want to ride a massive bike. I'd just do a normal, bit bigger than a normal tank. To win, obviously, if I do it this year, I'm not sure that we could. I think you need to be pretty half sensible and know what you're doing to go to win Western nowadays.
I was third my first year.
Was you? Mm. Yeah, but did your team go there with a proper tank? You sort of knew beach race.
I only had a tank, but I had a standard motocross, but I didn't even have a 6-speed bike.
Oh, really?
Mm.
What did you do your first year at Western? Was that before you'd done the one at when you won the West?
Yeah, Western was like a few weeks before knockout. That's the only reason I did it, really. I didn't really do it. I went the year before to watch, actually. I think I was injured, so I went down and watched. And I thought, oh, this is a good weekend. So then I entered the next year, mainly just because it was prep. The knockout was the last round of the West, so I was like, oh, I'll do a beach race, get some experience, and then...
Fuck, that's pretty... Because you won the West that year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Pretty risky doing that before the last round.
Yeah, but what was even more risky was when I landed off the side of the track at the week before the final round. You know, on that old triple that used to be on the back straight.
I don't know.
I think I know what you mean.
I really, really hurt my wrist.
You don't need to be much to you to get out of control.
I really, really hurt my wrist the week before, and then went... testing Dunkirk on my beach race bike. I got a proper one to do knockout on, and just my wrist hurt so bad.
Where did you finish in knockout?
I think 12th, 11th or 12th, which I was buzzing with as well. I was really happy.
Yeah, that's good. Herland raced it, didn't he, that year, in Coldenhoff?
Coldenhoff did. I don't think Herland
Nathan
did.
Won it.
Nathan won. Nathan and Coldenhoff battled.
I remember, because there was a good battle with them two the last few laps.
No, I was really, really buzzing with 12th at that one, to be fair.
But you had to beat Manny, didn't you?
Yeah, Manny and Garcia both had a chance of winning, but they were like, I think, 26th and 30th or something.
So it was close going to the race.
Garcia had like an outside chance of winning. Manny, I think he had to win, and I had to be like in outside the top, seven if he won, but obviously it was wasn't likely that any of us was going to win. So it was like not, but it wasn't certain. And obviously it's a beach race, so you've got finish.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of backmarkers.
Oh, yeah, you could easily blow your bike up.
Yeah, easily. And because there's two races there. First race is an hour long, and then you stop and, like, go back to the truck and have food and stuff, and you're not allowed to jet wash your bike in between the races.
Can you check it?
I think they're allowed to check it. I can't really remember. It's a bit of a blur. I know we just got, like...
Can you hose it down?
No, not allowed to wash it or anything like that. It gets put in, like, a park fermi, which is, like, in a building. And the only, I think the mechanics were allowed to check it over, but they weren't allowed to wash it. So, obviously, like, seawater and
That's
sand.
That's what I do every week.
In electronics and stuff.
That's what I do. I don't jet wash it, but I check it.
Yeah, but you go through loads of salt water and beach water, don't you, on a regular week?
Not on a regular week. It's quite rare I do that.
When you're on the subject of that and then checking bikes, that was a bit of an off subject and going back a race or two, and we probably maybe did cover it, but...
Romania. No, I don't think we went... Did we go into detail much in the last one about Romania? I didn't listen to the last one.
When I left,
he was doing it. But you...
Oh, that's right.
Bivouacked that night, and then you did or you didn't?
Yeah, I didn't check anything that night. Right. Got Manny
nothing.
At it. Not really. I kicked the wheels. Everyone... We all kind of looked at each other, and Manny's there.
cleaning his radiator grills out and checking something else, and everyone else is kind of looking at each other like, are you going to do anything?
More for you, though, because he won.
Are you gonna do it? Yeah, but he was already half an hour in front of everyone by that stage. Everyone else just looked at each other and went...
surely you can just look and have a look. Nah,
I did. I checked the spokes. I checked the air filter. I did have an air filter in my backpack in case it was remarkably dusty, but it was fine. But to be fair, the service point on that day was quite late on. We only did like 20Ks from the service point to the finish.
Right.
So there wasn't really a lot. And the bike felt good. I had no crashes or anything, so I wasn't too concerned.
Another flick back to TKO. You flattened the pipe, didn't you?
Flattened the pipe on second lap. It went into a bit more detail on that on the vlog we just filmed. But yeah, flattened the pipe on the second lap. Very flat. Pretty lucky the bike kept running.
Did that blow out, or was that in the bin, that pipe?
It's on the wall.
Oh, is it?
It's not on the wall yet, but I think it's in Stan's living room.
That's quite a good trophy, though.
Yeah, it took some getting off the bike, though. Sledgehammer and a crowbar was involved.
Really?
I thought, because me and Stan both wanted to bring it home, but at one point it looked like it wasn't coming off the bike and it was going to have to be cut off the bike.
There's a photo of it online if you haven't seen on your...
I posted it on Instagram the other day, but it did the rounds just about everywhere.
Yeah, was
it that bent?
Oh, she's bent. It's surprising it ran. It's literally like...
I've never seen one bent. It obviously took impact, but then it almost like folded somewhere else, which I think is the reason why it still ran, because if it had like bent and dinted and folded up in the same point, it probably wouldn't have breathed at all, but it managed to run. It struggled. That's why I kept messing the hill up.
Imagine, you know, when you go to like... when you get a straw and you chew the end of it and it goes flat, like...
Yeah, and then it's hard to get your milkshake out.
It was like that. It was that flat.
Good at physics, aren't you?
I know it's flat.
He done that the other day, actually. We went to Five Guys or somewhere, and he ate his burger and chips, and he's, oh, I feel sick. And then he went and said, I'm going to get a milkshake. And I just said, just don't do it to yourself. And then he got in the car, slurping on it.
Felt like
drive home, and then he was like, oh, I feel sick.
Do it every time. I just don't want to miss it. I'm not a
milkshake lover. I've never had a milkshake from Five Guys, even though I hear they're very good. Do you dip your chips into it?
£6, though.
Yeah, Five Guys is fucking big deal.
Five Guys.
It was
dear. That is outrageous. Yeah, but I think it costs like £35 for me and Ed.
But has it ever disappointed with the quality?
Yeah, I don't even like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was no good. I'll tell you when it was. It was when we'd gone to film the Wob. 250 build with Wob.
I've never had a bad one, so that's why I always think,
well, I know,
this is expensive, but it's always...
Well, no, it wasn't
good.
Like awful, but when you think of £35, you just think it sort of takes the edge off the burger.
But
it was no In and Out.
Good.
No, In and Out burger's way better in America.
Did you do an In and Out in America?
No, I did a very...
you were In and Out, weren't you? Was there 4 days?
In and Out, and we had a stressful journey back to the airport. Trying to find... Atlanta just seems to have zero places where you can do a COVID test at all.
COVID don't exist in America.
Yeah, no, they don't want to test you anywhere. We literally went to like 5 pharmacies, waited in a queue in a sketchy, like in the ghetto.
Really?
For them to come out and say there's no appointments left today. We waited in a drive-through COVID test and for like 20 minutes, and there were still like 20 cars in front of her, and someone thought, oh, I'll just go and check to do them. And they only did PCR tests, which you couldn't get. You didn't get the results of the next day, so that was too long. We spent literally 5 hours trying to get a COVID test. So we didn't have any time for any food stops on the way back to the airport, which I was looking
That's upsetting,
forward.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
I was
like going to the airport hungry. It's like,
especially when you get in a long haul plane.
On a plane and be hungry.
Luckily, our flight we had. Some of the other team flying to Italy, and they were like an hour and a half before our flight. So me and Stan still had time in the airport. We had a burrito and actually got food. But I was looking forward to either an In-N-Out or a Wendy's or something or other on the side of the motorway, because there's a lot of them. My God, like every exit of the motorway down
it's
there.
Good.
Yeah, they like them.
Where was you, Indiana?
No, Tennessee.
Same place, really.
It's a strange old place.
Is it?
Yeah. Strange.
All the places are strange on the East Coast.
It's a funny...
When we used to fly into the Nationals and that's strange, just fly into an airport miles
Buds Creek,
away,
that's a strange
drive
town.
Drive a couple of hours. Buds Creek's not far airport from the track, but some places are hours.
No, that Maryland or whatever it is, that's...
Yeah, a lot of Amish.
Amish.
On horseshoe
cars. Imagine, yeah.
Everywhere.
A lot, like, the weird, they're all, like, in, like, not pretty... get all looking houses, but spread out like miles away from each other. And then
did you have an Outback?
What?
Outback Steakhouse.
No, we had literally nothing.
We used to live on them, didn't we?
Oh, fuck me. Every
food
time
at TKO, food, and everyone's going. You need to plan an event to eat because there's not many restaurants at all anywhere near that are any good. But no, we had, there's a Cracker Barrel. Have you ever heard of one of them?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
We did that for breakfast. That was the best option for breakfast. And then there was a Mexican nearby. But we ate at the truck evening meals on the night time, which was quite good. The truck driver was chefing up a barbecue.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, they like barbecue.
The truck drivers, well, the whole truck setup, like the semi setup, was really good in America. Like our truck here in Europe is pretty, most of it's like just unusable. It's sort of the way it's laid out and the way it's set out and stuff.
Yeah, they have good trucks.
Like, you know, our bottom level of the truck's like all storage and where you keep the bikes and stuff, whereas theirs is like the working area or like the living area and stuff. So like you can sit and get changed in the truck and everything. Yeah.
You've got to
climb up such a steep, narrow set of stairs to get into the living area of the truck here. The European truck is like not even worth dragging your kit bag up the stairs.
Nice.
So I was very happy with the setup and the mechanics were very happy with the truck setup and stuff. And
I spent a week in a KTM semi at a amateur national in America, kids one.
Living it, sleeping in it.
Everything, filming.
You slept in it?
No, we had a hotel, but it was literally in it all day. In fact, we was all sat in it because it was that hot. What's the AMA national where the rollers go through just before the finish line? Is it Freestone?
Yeah, fuck, that was hot.
And all the kids were
mad. Is that where you done an amateur national?
I didn't race it. I was working there for KTM.
TKO was hot. Like, you go... The problem is we're going in the aircon truck is when you went back out again. Like,
melt.
Oh, my goodness.
How hot?
I don't even know. I've never had a thermometer, but hot and humid. Honestly, like, the car, when you get in the car in the morning and stuff, it'd be like 36 at like 9 in the morning. It was like, 100, 106 Fahrenheit.
That sounds about right. 110 it used to read on your car in
California. 110's hot. But it was the humidity more than the heat. Like, you'd just be stood there, not even doing anything outside, and you'd just be dripping with sweat. Just madness. I know everyone says that, oh, you take your so hot and humid and you're sweating, but it is. It's true. Hot and sweaty. Yeah.
It was when some of the nationals was outraged. That one that Ed just said in Freestone, Texas, was outrageous one year. Like, I've been hot, and then I thought my legs were on fire. I was going through the waves, and my legs were just burning. It was that hot.
I finished, and it took us like a good 25 minutes, half an hour to feel normal.
I think Metcalf even passed out. He fainted after the race at Freestone when I was there.
I've got a video of Canard like flopping onto the floor.
Yeah, flopping onto the floor. Dean Wilson had heat stroke, and then he just let Tyler pass when he was winning, because his head completely went last lap. Someone else, Josh Grant, was going the wrong way around the track at one of the races because he had heat stroke.
Fuck.
Yeah. The nationals were so bad. They must be the same now, probably even hotter. But I remember that.
The one last night, that was red hot, wasn't it?
Yeah, you could see they were all dead when they came.
Yeah, they were dead.
Well, I suppose the GPs do it. We do have hot, or they do have hot racing GPs. Some of them were, like Thailand was so hot. Mm. I don't think it was as hot as like Freestone, Texas.
Yeah, the GPs have the extremes. They have snow and ice and hot and heat.
Yeah, you have...
Balkanswide. Yeah, I've been to Balkanswide so many times. It's so cold.
The year I broke my... A couple of years ago when you came and I'd done my shoulder on the start line, it was ice. On Saturday, you just ride in ice. Sunday, I just remember crashing early on. Well, straight away off the start, someone crashed in front of me. I hit their bike, went down, and then that was just freezing cold that day.
Freezing. That's probably what snapped your bones, brittle bones.
It could have been, yeah. Fuck, it was snap bad.
You right there, Bill?
I'm trying to find some quick fire questions, but they're all just shit. I thought that would be a good addition.
Have you got some quick fires?
Well, no, it was like, who's the president of Afghanistan was the first one that's come up. That's not the best at the minute, because he's fled, hasn't he?
Yeah. We'll steer clear of politics on this channel. Yeah, we didn't actually do any questions on the two pro ones.
I was trying to find some like quick fire or like general knowledge or whatever ones.
A quiz? Was you here? No, obviously you were there. You were at dinner last night. We went for dinner and Billy wants us to discuss Christmas specials, because the Christmas special vlog went down well.
I think a Christmas special podcast playing some form of board game or game or... Yeah, you suggest, but adding
you come up with quite a lot of suggestions and ideas, don't you?
More than you.
Yeah, me.
That's why his channel gets uploads more than ever, because yours.
No, it's busier.
I think a Christmas special board game would be fantastic. Us three, maybe get Stan in and someone else in, maybe.
Oh yeah, Alex, we've got to get Stan.
Alex, would that get a bit competitive if Alex and Sam joined in for Christmas special board game?
Mics would be running out of mics.
Yeah, but we could put one in the middle for it's only to get the swearing in for when he comes up with something stupid.
What's your
favourite board game?
Don't play him.
Can't play him, you mean?
No, I just choose not to play board games most of the time.
What have you been doing for the last 48 hours since your missus has been to Portugal?
Cool, not a lot. Well, I was meant to be going to the race, and then obviously we didn't race. So it's been a bit of a strange weekend. I rode yesterday morning, and then I loaded up, and then I come over to you, went to dinner, watched the race, come home. That's it. Just not a lot. Then I've been out when you pack orders all day, like a good Samaritan.
I don't know if it helps the word.
No, I have helped. You have? Like, I haven't helped. What? I've tried hard.
What is something you can't do?
Not a lot.
All right. No, I'd pick another one then.
Ride over logs.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I was thinking about having like a challenge, me or you, about on just anything on a bike, but then I just thought it could be quite funny because do it today for a vlog, but now I'm over vlogging. Like, fuck it, this has been a long day already.
Yeah, but you haven't actually done anything.
No, but it's just I said earlier to you that
this would have been a short.
There's a point in my day where just like there's no way I want to get on a bike now. Same if I drive too far to a track, the last thing I want to do is get on my motorbike. And today's past. It's like 3:15, and I don't fancy riding anymore.
It's not 3:15 actually.
Is that wrong?
It's really wrong.
It's 4:45.
Oh, is it? Well, yeah, way past ride time. But I was just thinking, you're better at everything on a bike than me.
Whips.
Yeah, it's very small. Like, even sometimes if you get a small jump now, you'd whip it better. It's only on like a real big motocross, like huge jump.
I haven't done any in a while, to be fair, though. Like I said, Ed earlier,
you done that one at the end of the TKO.
No, but that was all right. That was.
Can you play it on this podcast? Like,
probably.
That wasn't even an attempt. That was just pure emotion.
That was a massive attempt.
Yeah, don't
a win.
Play that. Play my scrub from the day before because that was actually naughty.
I didn't see that.
Over the
there's
the
a lot
final.
Of naughty things you've done, but we don't need to show the naughty things. Just show the fucking whip. That's why.
Well, no, he tried to do a scrub or whip or whatever he's done, but
Manny
just
took all attention off of.
Yeah,
pure,
Manny got.
Mine was just pure emotion. That wasn't even an attempt to do anything. He'd look at my face.
Do you know how good it was?
I'm
right,
elated.
He didn't even tell me about it, and then I edit the Rockstar Husky vlogs, and Red Bull send the footage. So the footage come through, and I'm just sat there like scrolling through what's what. Honestly, nearly fell off my chair when I seen Manny scrub. First of all, I seen him do that and thought, what a goon. And then Manny behind him crashed. I was in bits.
It was good. I even commented on Manny's story, or after you, because he reposted yours, but he just read it and didn't reply.
Oh, dear. I haven't done whips in a while. I haven't rode motocross in a while. I've had, obviously, a few extreme races and stuff. And I rode 3 times this week, and I'm done in. Haven't been exercising them same muscles.
You've done hybrid motocross, haven't you, this week?
I had my extreme bike with enduro suspension. It was a bit of all sorts, but I've actually enjoyed quite riding. Tracks have been good.
Where'd you ride this little Dannemans Tuesday?
Dannemans Tuesday schoolhouse on Wednesday. Tracked by me, which has been phenomenally prepped lately for some.
Yeah, I did see that.
Jay was there on Thursday as well, but yeah, they've mixed wood chipping. I drove in with one of my mates from up by me. The track's only 20 minutes from my house, and I seen a massive pile of wood chip as you drive down, and I went, oh no, because I don't really like wood chip on tracks. I thought, oh no, and then he said, no, trust us, it's good.
Brilliant. And he's wheeling down them bumps.
Because they've mixed it in, most of the track, they've mixed it in really well, so the wood chip just holds the moisture, and then the dirt stays wet and the roots stay like damp and tacky for like the whole day. It was really good
on a general practice day.
Yeah, just a normal day. So I think I'm going to go on Wednesday as well.
I don't know whether it's worth making the trip up.
It's actually pretty similar for Dunn's as well because there's a few hills.
We could
Dunn's
go
has got
Wednesday,
a few hills.
Stay the night, go to the Toon.
You could,
but yeah, we could actually then
could stay there and then you could ride.
We'll take your motorhome.
2 days.
Could stay at, right, oh, you could ride there 2 days.
Yeah, because I want to do a vlog in the motorhome as well. That could be it then. We go up.
Cool. We'll go up in my room. We'll go to that nice scenic beachy area.
My mechanic was going to come, so then he won't want to go back up there. So that's, I don't know, maybe he can do the bike, I get the bike and come, but that'd be a good trip. Because I need to, it's hard to get tracks to ride that are similar to race situations, yeah, so they've watered it and ripped
it's
it.
It's not that far off, Duns, and the way it stayed rotty and damp until the end of the day was really good.
I think we can go anytime. Jay, my teammate Jay, he knows the blokes from schoolhouse.
Yeah, yeah, I know, anytime. The bloke's good. He's got, he's putting an enduro, making an enduro loop there as well.
Really?
Ed can come and have a potter around. It's not that big, but it's quite
fun. I need to ride my bike. I haven't had time, but I need to ride my bike.
Ed's last ride was Cowan.
Yeah, that's mad. I know. He's playing at Ed.
I've been busy. I've been editing. I've been working. I've been sorting keks out. I've been fucking babysitting him. And I also, I wrecked my van, didn't I? So, well, not wrecked it. The tyres were shit, so I couldn't really drive it. I had to get them fixed.
Does that take half hour?
Yeah. That
was 3 months ago.
Well, no, I found out the problem, but it's fixed now. But yeah, no, I do agree. I haven't ridden. I do need to ride.
Slacker.
Been busy.
Yep, Kex is ready to go. You'll buy your Kex. Make Ed's time worthwhile.
Yeah, Kex is out.
Because the more you buy Kex, the less he's going to whinge about having to do stuff for us.
What I will do on this this platform we've created here, if anyone in the Midlands area has got a nice 2,000 square foot warehouse for sale or for rent,
is that what you need, 2,000 square foot?
That'd be bang on.
We could do some great activities if we had a warehouse, couldn't we? If we could buy like go-karts. Well,
I'll tell you what, you mentioned an airbag yesterday, yeah, so let's make it a 5,000 square foot airbag, yeah, and we'll put an indoor ramp in.
I want to buy an airbag. Don't chip in.
Oh, fuck, imagine that, having a... Just make a massive one and we can put fun stuff in it.
Rob DJX Fantasy Factory.
Right, if anyone's got a 20,000 foot square container, not a container, warehouse.
Warehouse, don't matter where it is, we'll relocate. We can move house.
Fantasy Factory would be good fun.
Yeah, that'd be bad, boy.
All right, well, let's make it happen. We need free rent, we need free ramps, and we need a free airbag.
And some go-karts.
Yeah, for free.
What else could we have?
Don't know, BMX? Skateboard? I'm good on a skateboard.
I'm not good on a skateboard. I wasn't good before my foot, so I'm pretty confident I'm not going to be any good really. Afterwards.
But I'll tell you a nice BMX story.
What?
When you broke your foot on one.
That was bad.
Did you have to do a cover-up story on that?
We did do
it. What was the cover-up story?
Cover-up story was that he crashed and hurt himself.
No, running.
Oh, running.
I said I ran, tripped over a curb.
Did the bite it?
No. Yeah. I even spoke with Mitch Payton a few years ago after, and he was like, I knew you didn't hurt your foot running.
That's gone well for you then, hasn't it?
Yeah, that was when I was...
He had a big wire screwed into it.
Oh, it's a fucking bad day. Just a bad day. I'd come back from America 2010. It's already had a bad year full of injuries and that. And then I'd signed to race Pro Circuit Kawasaki for Supercross and then the Pro Circuit Kawasaki team, which was CLS for motocross in Europe again. And then come back just for a couple of weeks, see family, stayed up at Ed's, went down and rode some BMX at... in Worcester, and then I think I looped out, didn't I?
I can't remember what you done, but you broke anyway, your foot.
Fucking broke my foot. So then Ed, being Ed, like, nah, you haven't broke it. You haven't broke it. It's nothing wrong with your foot. So then I'm limping back up. I have to walk all the way back to the van and that. I think you even made me drive home.
No, I definitely did make you drive home because
yeah, I was in my dad's van.
You was in your dad's car. Yeah.
So anyway, drove home, broken foot, and then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go to hospital. And then, anyway, went to hospital, fucking operation on my foot. I'm thinking I was meant to be racing Supercross in like 2 months or 3 months. And then, terrible. I ended up staying up at Ed's and playing FIFA every day. And then he was just nasty to me the whole time because he just kept beating me at FIFA. And I was sat in the bottom row and Ed's dad would come in and fucking Ed give me shit like, fucking hell, what are you doing? And then his mum would come in and give me shit.
No,
and
what we used to so do, angry, it was like thinking, you could just... Obviously, because he was staying with us, make dinner and that, and then just all you'd hear is these crotches coming. Here he is. Here he comes.
Oh, I was just so angry. I was mentally angry anyway. Because yeah, it was bad times. And then we was playing FIFA at the time, and then I just wanted to like beat him at FIFA, but every time I'd just get angry and he'd beat me, and it just my mood was just awful. And then it fucked my super. Well, I didn't even race Supercross because I had like 3 weeks to get ready. Employed Sebastian Tortelli to help me get ready for Supercross because I'd done a little bit the year before, and then it decided like two weeks, and then decided we'd like a week before the first race that we'd just focus on the outdoor MXGP season in the 250 class. Because at that
point, we went back to America and smashed every single practice track you could imagine on the Kawasaki, and he was going so fast on it.
Yeah, it was untrue.
He was ready for the season way before he needed to be.
Oh, just ripping.
Anyone at any practice track that wanted to turn out and have a race, he'd just pull on right behind him and go, we'll have a race. It's Tuesday afternoon. Really? There's nothing to win, but I will have a race.
Thomas was in his prime.
There's a video that's on...
in his prime.
There's the video on YouTube, Black and Yellow song in the background. Well, I guess Black and
Yellow. Yeah, it's called Tommy Sell New Colours.
Yeah, fuck, that was good. The window was comp good. Edge,
he was flying. Upside down off every jump, scrubbing everything.
That was when I was like... I was still young. I was going to say I was 23, but I was probably 21. I still had my house in America, so I was racing. The first year when I raced GPs, I still lived in America. And we sort of... The GP year started later, so it was like April. So we went back out in, say, December, started riding Supercross, but then ended up just riding motocross from... All January the way up 1st. To like April.
Pretty much.
Yeah. No, just flat out. Fuck, it was good times. Even had my mechanic out there, Ito, he flew out. CLS mechanic stayed with me. Bought him a little truck. He used to fly about in that. Ed was out there.
It was good.
Really, really good. But yeah, so I didn't race Supercross then, just focused on GPs. And then that was the start of GPs really again. But it was good at them times.
I'd enjoy it. It'd be good for a vlog as well, and it'd be just mint. But a California trip with Bill.
I'd like to.
I'd sign up for that.
I always want to go back to California. Fuck, it's so good in the winter. Going riding Supercross, or not riding Supercross, watching Supercross, riding the tracks.
I ride Supercross.
You won't. I've rode Supercross. I got a KTM 125 from Max Dancy at the time. It was his bike that KTM lent to me, and he goes, "I'm going to go and ride Supercross for a day. Do you want to come?" And it was on a Sunday, so everyone had just raced that night, so there was no one there. And I literally rolled up the faces of the triples and thought, they're like brick walls. I don't even think I stepped onto anything. I rolled and then tabletopped the step on. That was all I could do. I was like, no fucking way.
You would try stuff, you'd get the hang of it, but you just got no rhythm.
It's so steep and sharp.
I thought
that would be such a good... I think we even said it on a different podcast, but it'd be such a good trip. Mm. I even say it to the missus now, like, go out there for a winter, because I always just do 6-8 weeks out there every winter, and it's such a good time.
I thought of something else when you...
Would you be allowed to come?
Of course.
No way. Not unless you bring Roxy.
Yeah. South Africans aren't allowed in America at the minute anyway.
Are they not?
She couldn't...
Oh, that's why she couldn't go TKO.
So got the emergency... Well, the soonest visa appointment was for March next year.
That was what?
Good. Yeah, that was really good. That was the soonest visa appointment. Oh, that was what I thought of. A live FIFA match would be quite good. Thought that while you were saying you used to be shit at FIFA.
I haven't played since 2011.
Since 2000 and God knows what, but I think that would be quite entertaining.
FIFA 11, I think, was the best one.
Get it rigged up on here and then have a battle. That could go down with the Christmas special.
We do need to sort the Christmas special, because there'll be expectations, because the last Enduro Christmas special was a good watch.
I was trying to watch stuff on YouTube the other day, because I don't watch much YouTube.
What, but a bit of learning, a bit of practice?
No, not really learning, just something to watch. And then that came on, like it followed up from another vlog, and it was quite a good, that was quite an entertaining vlog.
It was a good day out.
The whole thing was good.
Yeah, like, so Billy, if you got any plans for our Christmas...
At the end of it.
Wouldn't we sent that on.
Yeah. That was a good vlog. We need to do another one.
If we've got any Christmas special ideas as well, bang them in the comments section.
Board games.
That's where I would like to go in a couple of weeks. Back to Mick Exton. Good day there.
Yeah, we'll take it out.
Why don't we... you can make a two-parter. You can get all your suspension done on your bike. You can do a bit of testing.
We've told him to do this fucking a million times.
I want to go somewhere where you can do stuff, but then there's like a little bit of free riding sort of thing as well, like something that you can jump and I get a good feeling from doing a jump.
Werndoo's a bit of you.
There's no jumps there.
Yeah, no jumps.
You can make jumps there. No jumps, you'd have to. You jump that massive tabletop thing.
Yeah, but you have to get over a rock first.
Yeah, the rock first. And
but
it's big as well. There's nothing in between, though, is there?
You can jump big jumps.
Something if you took a shovel. Like, remember that quarry we went to before?
That step up one you could.
We shoveled that thing. Yeah,
that's pretty shit now, though, isn't it?
Where?
Cheadle Quarry, when there was that big jump and we jumped the tabletop. Yeah. To go there, something like that, where you can go somewhere, but there's jumps and we can make it, but it's hard to find.
Yeah, it's hard to find. Anyone got any quarries? Oh, actually, there's a guy that's got a quarry, which could be worth investigating more. I'm not going to say who it is or where it is, but
I also don't want to say where one is or when one isn't. But isn't there one where Johnny Walker used to ride quite a lot?
Yeah, no jumps there. That really though. I've already thought of that.
I've also been there, but I think
it's been flattened since you've been there.
I went recently.
How did you?
I went on a mountain bike and there was, you could...
There's mountain bike jumps.
Yeah, but there's also, you could still make some cool shit there. We went on trials bikes.
Where I went with you that day. Yeah, but I was looking for jumps that day and I couldn't find anything.
No, back then there used to be sick jumps, but now it's changed quite a bit. It's flat, it's like a smooth gradient all the way in that middle bit.
Yeah, but with a little shovel you could build
something. You could still do cool shit there. It's a cool setting.
Mm. Let's go there then.
Mm. Yeah, that'd actually be good for Thomas, to be fair.
Plenty to go as soon as season's... A couple of weeks. Away for a couple
of days. What would really help your cause as well is you doing your bike test.
Oh, that's what Honda have actually organised that. I need to mesh the bloke back.
Have you passed your CBT yet?
No, that I need to do that. I need to do my theory. But
we'll do that on camera.
Yeah, we'll do that on camera, yeah.
Pull it up now. Motorbike theory test. I'm going to do it, a practice one for you. We'll see how we do it.
I'll keep joining. I'm good at...
No, you have to download the app.
It
wasn't this phone. I only did mine recently, to be fair.
Did you pass easy?
Yeah, first
time. The theory one, first time. Yeah. Did you rehearse?
Yeah. Flat out.
Is that what you call it? Rehearse?
No, revise.
Revise, that's it. Fucking rehearse.
And you think we're the thick ones.
That was just an error I made. It is rehearsing as well, because you're rehearsing what you're going to do.
Rehearsing the answers.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Revising was the word I was looking for anyway. But yeah, I need to do my... Honda have got like a school, I believe. So you go through there, and they've said they'll pay for me to do it all. Which
okay, here we go.
Decent saving, I reckon.
You're riding towards a zebra crossing. What should you do if there's a person in a wheelchair waiting to cross? Continue on your way, wave the person to cross, wave the person to wait, or be prepared to stop.
Be prepared to stop.
This is my game.
There's a pattern.
Be prepared to stop. You have to stop at a zebra crossing.
What does this side mean? Sign mean? It's for those don't that won't interrupt. Be able to see it, it's like a flag waving in the wind.
Windy conditions.
Does it mean side winds, airport, slippery road, service area?
Side winds.
I'm not. The problem is, I'm not going to get any of the answers until
we do 50 questions.
Yeah, 50.
It won't take that long. Keep going.
What could
see when he gets 50. See, never,
what
see when
could
he gets,
happen
see
if you ride
pass.
Your motorcycle you with a very loose chain?
You need 53 to pass. See if you get
chain
43.
The front wheel could wobble, the ignition could cut out, the brakes could fail, the rear wheel could lock.
Rear wheel could lock. These are so easy. Are they all this easy?
Nah, there's a lot of them.
You're riding
easy.
On the motorway. Where should you position your motorcycle well before you reach your exit? In the middle lane, in the left-hand lane, on the right, on the hard shoulder, in any lane?
Left lane. These are too easy.
Your motorcycle is broken down on a motorway. How will you know the direction of the nearest emergency telephone? By walking with the flow of traffic, by following an arrow marker on post, by walking against the flow of traffic, by remembering where your last phone was.
Oh, a tricky one. I'd say against the flow of traffic. Right. Well, you can't, if you don't remember, you don't remember. So, like, it's nice that you do remember, but if you don't, what do you do?
No. So, you want to walk backwards down the motorway?
Yeah, not in the road, obviously. I'd walk on the grass. Well, it's better than walking forwards.
I reckon,
mate, you could run you over without knowing.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I think that
keep on, keep on.
Yeah, it's a trick question then.
Where would you expect to see these markers? On a motorway, on a railway, on a large goods vehicle, or on a diversion sign? It is, for those, again, watching, it is a red and yellow stripy two lines.
What's the
on a large goods vehicle?
On a motorway sign, on a railway bridge, on a large goods vehicle.
This is giving me a lot of confidence in my test. I was fucking worried. I think I was going to have to revise for ages.
What should you do when approaching horse riders? Continue at your normal speed, change down the gears quickly, slow down and be ready to stop, flash your headlights to warn them.
Flash your headlights, 100% on the horn, and they still don't say thanks.
Well, should we do 10 and then just keep pressing next?
Yeah. How many has you done?
This is question 8.
I only got one wrong. Oh, on that one. I
How can you
that.
See if there is spilt fuel on a wet road? By a rainbow-coloured pattern on the road surface, yes, by a series correct. Of skid marks on the road, by a dull, non-reflective road surface, or by a highly polished road surface?
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
You're carrying a pillion passenger on your motorcycle. What should you do to adjust to allow for the extra weight? Preload on the forks, preload on the rear shock, balance the rear wheel, the front and rear wheel alignment.
Fucking hell, you wouldn't do any, would you? It's a bit odd.
You got
rear shock, I would have thought, but it's the only one it's going to affect.
Right.
I wouldn't I'd say just the preload, would you? You make it stiffer.
Well, technically, innit, there's more weight on it, so the sag's going to change.
Right, I'm going to press next to all these, so you two talk amongst yourselves.
I've got two wrong. Out of the 10.
And one of them was because you weren't paying attention. You weren't... your mind, wrong. Your attention span was elsewhere.
Yeah, the horse.
What's the scratch on the desk off, Ed?
Oh, I chucked in the van.
Tommy.
Yeah, I was a few.
Yeah, so the J&J bespoke who made it for us delivered it to a race that I wasn't at. And then he messaged me saying, did you get the desk? Because I walked past the truck a couple of times and I just see it lent up against the team truck and then there'd been jet washing bikes all up against it. And then...
It's covered in dirt. Well, mate, he's obviously made a lovely job. And then but he dropped it off and I was unexpected and I didn't have any room to put it in my camper. And so
unexpected?
I
told you the night before it's coming.
Doesn't matter. Still unexpected because I didn't have room for it and I was down there. And then I didn't have room to bring it. So then I've asked the team and they was a bit like, not really got space either. And it's just got jammed in the van. Which I reckon you can buff them out.
Oh, you failed.
Well, yeah, because you skipped 50 questions.
Now, out of the 10, you got
8 right.
Yeah.
Fuck me, I'm flying. I booked that, actually. I was really worried about it.
Well done, Thomas. You had enough now?
Yeah, it's hour and 26.
You call it a day?
I've been up out with you boys since 10.
I'm going to continue packing orders, so yeah. We'll call it a day.
Yeah, you've got... I'm not going to help you do any more today, I think. That's enough for me.
I think it's not even going to be done today.
Of course
no
not.
No way.
Definitely
it's
not.
It's not.
There's a lot of orders. I'll you don't want to say how many.
Impressed if it's done
good.
Tomorrow.
It's
good customer base.
Yeah, you've done well. Everyone's smashed it. Well done.
Yeah, you have.
Thank
well
you
done.
For supporting.
Thanks very much. There's a few more coming while we've been podcasting as well.
Have you turned your cha-ching off?
I silenced it.
Yeah, he's got that many. At the silence his cha-ching. Normally, it's sit here going, money.
No, it's good. I'm glad people are liking the product. So.
No, it's good. I like it myself.
Great stuff.
Right.
Absolutely.
Let's do the giveaways.
Oh, I'll go and get the Yusui. Tim's Yusui.
You get Tim's Yusui. So the giveaway from Factory Image Racing is... we'll take care of this one. So we'll do our own. We've got a pit mat and an umbrella. I think we've got 3 times of that. So we'll do that. Just one. So one umbrella, one pit mat we'll do. And this Yusui bag that Billy's got as well.
All in the comments.
Yeah, it's all in the comments.
All in the comments.
What have they got a comment?
What'd you do? Just choose
stands
a comment.
Stands a minge. Stands a minge for the Yusui.
Another stands a minge.
Stands a minge.
Stands a minge. Got some big comments on Billy's last one.
Really?
I think 1,700 people said stands a minge.
Fucking hell. On a YouTube video.
Yeah, on his vlog.
Big time, got that.
So yes, all right, stands a minge. What we will do is we'll do random comment generator like we always do. There was a couple of other things we mentioned in this podcast to comment on. So ride day options where you want that. And also, what was it? Board games.
What a moron.
So.
Smells nice.
Yeah, it does.
If
really
one of those
nice.
Comes up when we do the random comment. We
not
will
sponsors.
Muck off. Yeah, that's
not
a knife.
Not yet, but give them a little shout out.
They're not even a sponsor, but they're a sponsor of mine. But they've got a colour nice
mint.
Smelling stuff. My chain loop smells
I've been
lovely.
Speaking to them actually about the next year's podcast budget.
To be involved.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, we'll put it back away now. We might see you soon.
Yeah, we might see you soon.
That's you don't give them too much.
Yeah. You're right there, comfy.
Relax.
I feel like you're like your status now. You need shades on in these podcasts.
I did the last one, didn't I, at the end?
Yeah,
no, you were missing, you
really
were missing in action
yeah,
in the last
Yeah, that last
one.
Podcast, I've not listened to it, but I...
Oh, no, you got some praise in that. They
I
liked you.
I felt so awkward, that because obviously those guys
yeah,
were here, I was doing it,
there,
and then it was talking about Billy's race. So I was just listening to Bill, didn't really get involved much, like giving his moment, like time to shine sort of thing. And then...
Thanks, Tom.
And then Tom Fuller came with my helmet, and Tom Fuller was at the gate, phone was ringing. I'm like, oh, so I sort of felt the need to go...
Yeah, but you do know this. This is all editable. It's not live.
So did you edit most of that out?
Yeah, I made it. I didn't edit most of it out. Yeah, I left quite a lot of it in.
The whole thing, I felt awkward after that. And then they came, and then Wob arrived. So then I've opened the door to Wob, and then they're watching us, and I felt like they've come to ride, and now they're sat watching this, and I just felt so awkward. And then I sort of left, and that sort of put me in a bad mood. Like, I just felt flustered for a good hour after I left
don't
the podcast.
Don't take you long to fluster you, does it? Don't take much.
No, that one I just
that
felt,
was Ed's fault,
I felt
though,
awkward for them, and I what, knew they was going
to
arrive, and everyone was like, do the podcast we tried to do, and then I thought, oh, fuck, people are just going to think I'm such a knob.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, because I think you're a knob as well.
I think you're a massive knob.
All right.
See you later, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
All right, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, well, it's quite a nice ending, isn't it? He's a knob.
He's a knob. It's always sad to leave, though.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.